This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball. 16 seconds to go first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in! In! At the buzzer! Schultes! An amazing shot!
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play.
Wow.
Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Plyman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Plyman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing open player. Brandewee bombs away. In again. Corinne Heitkamp. Colleen Brandewee. Back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com, it's Rushi at home against Jackson Center. Boys, Shelby County Athletic League action. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. It is cold and soggy outside. It is warm and close on the inside here at Rushi. A packed house on homecoming evening. Ceremony started at 6. We are at the end of the third quarter in the JV game, 28-20. Rushi in the lead over Jackson Center. Clock winding down. 3 seconds left in the period. Here's a baseline drive to Rushi, and that closes out the third quarter of the JV tilt, 28-20 in favor of the Rushi Raiders. The varsity for Rushi, 11-0 on the year, 6-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Jackson Center comes in 6-5, 4-2 in league play. The clubs open the season against each other, and Jackson Center came out of the gate fast in that game, Chuck. Lost by 8 in the end, 53-45. Led in the second quarter, led for part of the third, and then faded. Rushi shot 20 free throws in that game. Jackson Center 5, Raiders attacked the basket down the stretch and got stops. Jackson Center has had flashes of a lot of good basketball since. They've also had some very poor quarters of play, and that's helped lead to five setbacks.
Well, yeah, they at times really struggle to score offensively. They play great defense, and that's a staple of Jackson Center basketball. But when you're playing Rushi, they just run wave after wave after wave of player at you, and pretty soon, you know, you get tired of defending, and Rushi's pressure defense tonight. They haven't seen them do it all year. Their JVs have been playing a diamond press full court, and they've got Jackson Center stymied. They got 20 points through three quarters, so I wonder if we might see that with the varsity tonight.
Jackson Center made four threes in that first encounter opening night in a game we've covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Lucas Heitkamp at 16 points, Lucas Hurdle at 10, Reed Platfoot only 7. He needs a 15-18 point game tonight for sure.
Absolutely.
7-8 rebounds in order for Jackson Center to hang tough with the Rushi Raiders. Jackson Center put the defense in that first night of action on Braylon Cordonier, slowed him down in that contest. But boy, Felix Francis, Braden Monin combined for 31 to lead the Raiders to victory.
That's the problem. I mean, go ahead. You pick your poison. Go ahead. You're going to shut down Quinter. You're going to shut down Cordonier. You're going to get a whole group. You're going to get a bunch of Monin. You're going to get a bunch of Borchers. You're going to get Benjamin York. Haven't even talked about him. They are just so deep, and they're so long. They've got one player, Jackson Grogene, a junior at 5'9". Everybody else is at least 6'1".
And then you can add another 4 or 5 inches as a result of hops, spring, good jumping ability, and the lengths of those arms. They play like they're 6'5", 6'6", 6'7".
And Reed Platfoot tonight, when he gets the ball inside, he's got a ball fake, and he's got to go up strong, and he has to just think he's the only guy out there on the floor. You can't worry about hands coming in. If you get blocked, you get blocked. You just go play defense.
Yeah, somehow, some way, Jackson Center's got to close the gap on free throws attempted.
Yeah.
Again, in that first meeting, Rushi shot 15 more in winning by a final of 53-45. That game was 23-22 Rushi at the half, 38-35 Rushi after three. Raiders wound up winning it by 8. Very balanced attack for Rushi. Monin averaging 11.2. York off the bench at 12. Francis 8.8. Cordonier at 10.9. Quinter at 9 a game. It's like trying to put a thumb on a hole in the dike. you get one fountain stop somewhere, and then boom, the water shoots out somewhere else.
Well, I've said it, and I mean it sincerely. I know I kind of said it as a joke early, but besides Richmond Heights, who can bring in anybody they want, Rushi is the best Division IV basketball team, and they might be, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, the best Division IV basketball team that I've seen since I've been doing this with you guys. I think they're the best team that we've had. The Botkin State team would be a close second.
Well, when you consider the size in terms of enrollment of the Rushi local school district here in the town of the village of Rushi, when you factor that in, wow, it's unbelievable. This is a highly talented, highly athletic school district, and these young men for the Rushi Raiders have played basketball since they were 3 feet high. They've all played together.
Yep.
The synergy.
Oh, you see it.
Is unbelievable.
Yeah, they share the ball so well. You would think with that much talent, you might have a little bit of conflict, but they don't. They don't care. They want to win, and they don't care who gets the points. And that's a credit to Coach Cordonier and his coaching staff. And
the teamwork is excellent indeed, as it is at Jackson Center. It's coming under new first-year head coach Eric Kloffenstein. We'll talk about the two head coaches in just a few minutes. We'll return with more from here at Rushi High School. 30-25, Rushi over Jackson Center in the JV game. 4:57 left in the first, or I should say in the fourth, thank goodness, on scores, broadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
It is homecoming at Rushi. Festivities at 6 o'clock tonight. Very well done. Nice program at 6 before the JV game. Braden Monin of Rushi High School. King Sage Hoing of Rushi High School. Queen homecoming here at Rushi tonight. Sage Hoing announced as the Queen. Braden Monin, King. 32-31 JV game. 2:38 left, fourth quarter. Rushi in the lead by one. Timeout has been called.
Preston Sir just hit a big three to cut it to one. He's a sophomore, and that kid's going to be good.
I'd like to recognize a couple new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. To get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru has an outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair, plus towing available 24/7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark Miami and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. You can always take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-through, too. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts, it's Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s. Take your car or truck to Myers and get it running right. Hey, don't search for the morning breakfast any longer. The best one is at the Rushi Inn Oh, the aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main, the Rushi Inn, serving up the best early morning breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Enjoy it from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work or on the road. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials and pizza and wings and more. The popular inn thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. Thanks to Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, and the Rushi Inn as well. Tell Mike Meyer at Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru and Todd Francis at the Rushi Inn. You heard about them right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, the Rushi Raiders have had a couple moderately close calls this year. On January 2nd, we covered the game at Botkins. Rushi won at 62-57. That was a five-pointer. And when Jackson Center and Rushi played opening week of the season, Jackson Center was beaten by Rushi by 8. Those are the two fairly tight struggles given to Rushi so far this season. Jackson Center's been up and down. Tigers, under first-year head coach Aaron Kloffenstein, were beaten by Troy Christian this past Saturday, 42-35, after beating Fairlawn and Houston easily. On Saturday, December 23rd, Jackson Center lost at Indian Lake, 74-52. Beat Cincinnati College Prep, 59-48, on December 22nd, at a big win on the road at Anna to Jackson Center. Back on December 19th, 41-40. During the last six games or so, Jackson Center is averaging 51 points a game, but the Tigers stubbed their toe against Troy Christian in the game we covered last Saturday, 42-35. Give the Eagles credit, Chuck. They got the lead on the road and squeezed the air out of the ball, compressed the second half down to about, 10 possessions in the third and fourth quarters each?
Yeah, and they did what Jackson Center has done in the past. Yeah. They got the lead, they played great defense, they tailed the ball, and they made free throws. That's a recipe for winning a lot of basketball games.
No doubt Jackson Center will have to knock down a few three-pointers here tonight. That is for sure. That's what Botkins did here on scoresbroadcast.com against Rushi in the game at the Trojans gym. Botkins made 11 threes that night and gave the Rushi Raiders all they wanted. Don't know that Jackson Center will need to sink that many. Certainly the Tigers need a fine game on the interior from Reed Flatfoot. Jackson Center's gone ahead in the fourth quarter here of our JV tilt, 33-32. Aaron Kloffenstein, head coach of the Tigers. He was hired back in 2014 at Jackson Center. He's coached in several different responsibilities. Has been the JV coach for boys hoops at Jackson Center. And played under head coach Scott Elkert, who was at Jackson Center for 23 years, spanning two stints. So there's a lot of Scott in head coach Aaron at Jackson Center, that's for sure. Spencer Cordonier, 23 years coaching hoops, 9 as the chief, the head man, 5 as the head coach leading boys programs here at Rushi, and 4 coaching girls. We are down to a half minute to go in the fourth quarter. The JV game, 33-32. Jackson Center by 1 over Rushi. We'll return with more from the Rushi Gym. Tigers Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Jackson Center Tigers JV's team on the cusp of knocking off Rushi here tonight. 34-32 Jackson Center, 7.2 seconds to go. Free throw for the Tigers is good. Timeout called. Jackson Center up by three. Was that Preston Sir who knocked down the fouls?
It was, and I'll tell you, they were down 12 points, and they have come all the way back and taken a three-point lead here.
35-32 Jackson Center over Rushi. 7.5 left in the fourth quarter. Raiders will have to hustle down the floor and unload a three ball.
They need a three, and that way we can get some overtime. We're used to JV overtime game.
Yeah. Hey, tentative starting lineups in the varsity game tonight for Rushi. Felix Francis, Hayden Quinter, Braden Monin, Vince Borchers, and Braylon Cordonier. For Jackson Center, Lucas Hartle, Lucas Eichkamp, Xavier Lowe, Reed Platfoot, and Trevor Huber. Those are the preliminary starting lineups. We'll confirm those for you in about 10 or 12 minutes or so. Again, as we noted, a couple of new underwriting sponsors. Thanks to the Rushi Inn in Rushi at 101 East Main Street. The popular inn thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. And so many thanks to Myers Garage and Drive Through, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Myers Garage and Drive Through at Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Back in a few minutes with a final score on the JV game, we hope. It's Jackson Center Rushi here tonight. Varsity action in the SCAL on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is one of three games in the Shelby County Athletic League tonight. The other two include Fairlawn and Houston and Fort Loramie and Anna. In games tomorrow, Fairlawn travels to Covington for a non-league game. Jackson Center's at New Knoxville. Layman Catholic plays at Houston. In girls action tomorrow afternoon, Rushi hosts Jackson Center. We're on the road up at Berlin, Ohio, at the Classic in the Country. Tip off about 12 o'clock. Airtime, 11:20 a.m. Fort Loramie girls take on Division II powerhouse Sheridan. Again, tip off around noon or shortly thereafter on the air at 11:20 tomorrow morning. Fort Loramie against Sheridan. Shelby County League boys standings. Rushi is atop the SCAL, of course, at 6-0, 11-0 overall. Bodkins 5-1, 9-1 overall. Jackson Center 4-2, 6-5 on the year. Anna 3-3, 5-6. Fort Loramie 3-4, 2-7. Houston and Fairlawn bring up the rear at 1-5, 0-6 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Don't forget, MLK Classic at Fort Loramie on Sunday. A series of very good games starting at noon. Fort Loramie takes on Sycamore Mohawk at 12 o'clock. The 1:30 game features Dublin Jerome against St. Mary's. Tri-Village takes on Marion Local at 3. Two unbeaten, Jerusha and Antwerp play at 4:30. In a game at 6, it's Minster and Toledo Christian. And at 7:30 tomorrow night, Anna meets Arlington. Or I should say not tomorrow night, but on Sunday night, Anna meets Arlington. That's the final game of the day. Slated to start at 7:30. May not start till 8 or 8:15. Going to be tough to keep six games right on schedule at 90 minutes apart.
Exactly, but I'll tell you what. There's going to be really good games there Sunday. Don't go down to Trent. Don't pay $50,000 or whatever they charge you to get in to go watch teams you don't know. Come up to Fort Laramie and see some really, really good basketball.
Yep. Once again, four SCAL teams in action on Sunday at the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. Fort Laramie plays at noon. The Rushi Raiders hit the hardwood at 4:30. Anna plays at 7:30. I said four teams, actually three. Minster plays at 6. Three SCAL teams in action at the Classic at Fort Laramie on Sunday. We'll return with our Local Equipment student-athlete spotlight segment when we come back. Jackson Center defeated Rushi by 3 in the JV game, 35-32 on scores.broadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Rushi Pep Band making some noise here at the Rushi Gym. We're about 10 minutes away from the opening tip. Jackson Center and Rushi coming up right around the corner. Scoreboard clock counting down toward 9 minutes in advance of our Star Spangled Banner. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two teams tonight, there are key building components for Jackson Center. Reed Blatfoot has to be exceptional. He's got a score. He's got a rebound. Tigers need to sprinkle in a few threes. Rushi needs to continue to do its thing. Balance, balance, and more balance. The Raiders are tough to score on. They defend so well with their size and length. Those are the key building components for Jackson Center and Rushi tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte and Rushi. Our student-athlete spotlight segment tonight brought to you, as always, by Local Equipment at Jackson Center. Local moved to Jackson Center from L.A., California, thus the name Local, back in 1983. And then in 2006, Local became a founding sponsor for ScoresBroadcast.com. We would not be here today without that original support from Local Equipment, which continues to this day. Thank you so much, Local Equipment. Tonight we highlight freshman cheerleader from Rushi, Annika Borchers, daughter of Doug and Beth, 4.0 GPA, basketball, softball, loves the game of golf, favors the six iron, doesn't putt with it though, but that's her favorite club. Active in the Stella Maria Church Club is Annika Borchers, as she'd like to attend the University of Dayton, unsure of her major. Lainey Shields, freshman, Jackson Center, cheerleader, 3.8 GPA, daughter of David and Misty, a volleyball player, FCCLA, JO volleyball, and is taking culinary classes at Jackson Center. Her favorite dish, calzone.
Oh,
how about that? She's always wanted to go to Ohio State and pursue a career in dermatology. By the way, Annika Borchers, freshman cheerleader at Rushi, one of seven siblings. The other six all went to Rushi and have graduated. Zach, Tori, Taylor, Maddie, Shay, and McKenna.
And she's the baby.
I asked her if there were more coming. She said, I hope not.
I'm sure her parents hope not, too.
So many thanks to Annika Borchers, freshman cheerleader at Rushi, and Lainey Shields, freshman cheerleader at Jackson Center, our Local Equipment student-athlete spotlight segment before tonight's game between the Raiders and Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Well, if you have not started to head out tonight to get to this game at the Rushi Gym, you still have time, although the roads are not in great shape. Late start, homecoming here at Rushi this evening.
And you're probably going to stand because this place is packed.
It is filled to capacity here at Rushi High School. Oddly enough, 30 miles to the north, weather much worse.
Yeah.
Ice and snow on the ground. So much of it that the Versailles at Parkway game was postponed, and the game scheduled for Fort Recovery tonight also postponed. Two games in the Midwest Athletic Conference not going on because the weather a half an hour to the north is much more severe.
It was fickle in Piqua today. We had rain, then we had sleet, then we had snow, then we had sleet, then we had rain, and it was just really cold and windy for the most part.
Yep, ice underneath, a little snow covering up north, and a couple of games in the MAC not going on. Little preview on that 4:30 game on Sunday at the MLK Classic at Fort Laramie between Rushi and Antwerp. Antwerp is undefeated, plays in the Green Meadows Conference. Antwerp returns seven lettermen from last year's 20-5 team that lost in the district finals. You might recall a couple years ago, Antwerp played Tri-Village in the state semifinal, got nipped. Tri-Village won, then was beaten by Richmond Heights in the D4 state championship game. The archers include a young man by the name of Landon Brewer, and he is a third-team All-Ohio recipient from 1 year ago. Four-year letter winner, 20.2 a game, 9.6 rebounds a game. Two good guards, Carson Ultimus and Reed Lichty, both averaging right at 10 or 11 a game. So Antwerp could be a formidable foe for Rushi in that tilt scheduled for 4:30 at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie on Sunday.
That's going to be a good basketball game. I'm looking forward to all of them. There's some really good matchups at Fort Loramie this year.
And, of course, the Rushi Raiders returning six varsity letter winners from the club a year ago. State semifinalist was Rushi in 2022-23, going 25-4, unbeaten so far this year in 11 games. Jackson Center would like to have something to say about that here tonight. Starting lineups, opening tip, upcoming in about 3 minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Here are your starting lineups for the visiting Jackson Center Tigers. Lucas Hartle, 5'10 senior. Lucas Heitkamp, a 6'1 junior. Xavier Lowe, a 5'11 senior out front. Reed Flatfoot, 6'6 junior in the middle. Trevor Huber, at a forward, a 6'1 senior. For Rushi, it's Felix Francis, 6'5 senior forward. Hayden Quinter, 6'2 senior guard. Braden Monin, a 6'2 senior guard. Benjamin York in the opening lineup, a 6'4 junior, and Braylon Cordonier, 6'4 junior wingman. By mistake, Vince Borchers is in the opening five, not Benjamin York. You can expect to see York off the bench in that initial period. First meeting went to Rushi, 53-45. Jackson Center gave the Raiders all they wanted for 2.5 to 3 quarters before Rushi pulled away. Similar scenario, Rushi Botkins. Anna was within a point of Rushi at the half, faded late third quarter, early fourth. Rushi has a tendency to do that to you.
Well, they've got 9 kids that they just will run at you and run at you. It doesn't slow down. You can't rest. You can't rest on defense, and you certainly can't rest on offense. And it becomes a mental thing to you.
Yeah, well said, Chuck. You're right. This Rushi team is relentless. A lot of talent and very deep, good size, fine athleticism, good shooting ability, quickness. Opening tip to start the game, won by the Jackson Center Tigers. On the weave, it's Lucas Heitkamp. He needs a good game from the perimeter. Outside the arc, it's fed on the play to Reed Flatfoot. Look at him go to work. He drives from 30 feet away, lays it up on the rim, and it caroms off. Rushi's got the board. Here's Borchers down the floor with the elbow on the left. Out back to Monin. Right wing, Cordonier. Mid-post area, Quinter back to the basket. Got it, Cordonier, 25 feet away. Ball revolved into the left corner to number 22, Borchers, who tries to barrel down the baseline. Jackson Center is in his path, and there's a defensive foul called.
Yeah, he was about a half a step from getting his foot on that end line. It would have been a charge the other way.
Ball lobbed in by Rushi from below the rim in the paint area. Turnaround 8-footer by Felix Francis, short. Shot was altered on the play, and Jackson Center picked the rebound out of the air in front of the rim. 1 minute gone, no score. Tigers have the ball on the arc. It's Reed Flatfoot. Felix Francis on him, 25 feet away. Heck of a matchup right there. Here is Huber. Here's Xavier Lowe. High right at the point. Now Flatfoot on the bounce. Ball popped in the air by Francis, who got an arm in there. Loose ball, recovery by Lucas Heitkamp. Outside the arc on the right to Huber. Ball skipped way across court to Xavier Lowe. Oh, look at Lowe make a drive. Yes! Xavier Lowe navigated the lane from the left corner, found an opening, and scored. Jackson Center's in front 2-0. Borchers headed the key for Rushi. Down the right side to Braylon Cordonier. To Monin. Ball looped to Quinter in the corner, picked up by Lucas Heitkamp. Baseline left, Monin on the arc, Cordonier. Cordonier spins into the lane, fades, and hits it. Cordonier, nice fadeaway shot.
Tough shot right there.
Good spin move by Cordonier. That's one of his favorites.
Yeah, it is.
And he loves to go skipping into that paint area. Little head fake, shot fake. And then raise up and fade away on you. Flat foot down inside for Jackson Center. Muscling toward the rim. Defended well by Cordonier. Shot no good. Cordonier on the deflection. Out of bounds to the Tigers. Good defense by Rushi. Game tied at 2. We played 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Ball thrown into Flatfoot, left corner low. Right back into Flatfoot. He's got the angle to the rim. Good. Flatfoot for a deuce. 4-2. Jackson Center in the lead. 5:33 left opening quarter. Here's Cordonier at the elbow on the left. Fed it to Borchers. Right back into Braylon. Now to Borchers. 15 feet away. Ducks below the foul line. Hands off to Francis. Little too much dribbling. Jackson Center got a mitt on the ball. Struck it free. Arrow says Rushi will keep it. Here's that quick substitution we talked about in the pregame. Benjamin York in. Francis out for Rushi. York double-digit score on the year. 6'4 junior. 5:20 left opening period, 4-2 in favor of Jackson Center.
Yeah, Rushi's got about 7 starters.
Ball is lobbed in by Borcher. Xavier Lowe popped the inbounds pass up in the air and snared it. Good steal by the Tigers, who are on offense to a right. Baseline right, it's passed on the play to Lucas Hartle. Hartle misfires from 15, rebound pinballed around, Jackson Center retains it. 4:55 to go in the first, 4-2 Tigers. Dribbling some more. It's Heitkamp into the lane, stutter step. There's a charge, yep, good call by the referee. A thicket of white jerseys. And the player for Jackson Center had no space available. A lot of contact. Offensive foul. 4-2 Jackson Center. Rushi possession. 4:52 left in the first.
Well, you beat your man, you turn the corner, you head to the basket, and there's 2 other 6'5 guys there waiting for you.
They wall you off. Here's Jackson Grojean on the floor now for Rushi. 5'9 junior guard. Good 3-point artist. Cordonier's got the ball in the lane for Rushi. There's that turnaround fadeaway. Good from 10 feet.
It's 2-for-2.
4-4 deadlock. Jackson Center at midcourt. 4:28 to go, first quarter. Dribbling outside the arc on the left. It's Lucas Hartle. Straight away to Huber. At the point high right, it's Lucas Heitkamp. Left corner, Huber on the bounce, back to the basket. Gives it up on the play to Lucas Hartle, who's dribbling. Straight away to Heitkamp. Heitkamp against Quinter. Heitkamp beats him down the lane, to the rack, up and in, and a foul by Quinter from behind.
Boy, what a good hesitation. He held, took the contact, and laid the ball in. Heads-up play by Heitkamp.
Heitkamp with a quick burst. He started that drive from 17 or 18 feet away. And he slithered down the right side of the paint, got around Quinter. There was no help. Jackson Center 6, Rushi 4. Foul on the play. Free throw coming for the Tigers. A chance at a 3-pointer the old-fashioned way. 6-4, Jackson Center leads. Foul shot short. And it ricochets into the hands of Cordonier Rushi. Midcourt Grojean on a weave to York. Spinning, turning into the lane, a runner. Good by York. Oh, dandy move.
He promised me a dunk tonight, but that wasn't a bad move right there.
So Cordonier's got 2 shots below the foul line for Rushi. So does York. He is an instant igniter for the offense as York. Dribble drive down the lane. Heitkamp, awkward shot, left hand. Strong, no good. Rebound tapped all around. Recovered by Jackson Center. Right inside to Flatfoot. Might have gotten away with a travel. Banked in a 7-footer.
Boy, is he strong.
8-6, Jackson Center, Grojean out of control, rips his way down the floor, hustles toward the basket, coughed it up, and the Tigers have it. Rushi a bit out of control there. Here is Jackson Center up 8-6, 3 minutes left, opening quarter. They look down the lane for the cutter. It's caught, blazing toward the rim. Cooper Hartle missed the gimme. Rushi's got the board. Grojean, forecourt right, 8-6, Jackson Center. Here's Monin to the foul line. Behind him to Grojean. Outside the arc on the left to Felix Francis. Dumped down to Cordonier. Cordonier against Blackfoot. Cordonier through the lane. Gives it up right corner to Francis. Right back to Cordonier. Straight away to York. Deep left corner, Monin for a triple. It bangs off the flange. Alert play, Cordonier. Tapped it out to Grosjean. Back to Braylon for three. Short. Rebound Huber for Jackson Center.
This is absolutely the pace that the Tigers want to play tonight.
8-6, visitors lead, 2:16 to go first quarter. Here's Blackfoot, deep left corner. Oh, what a pass below the rim. Shot for Lucas Heitkamp was altered by Rushi's size. Rushi got the rebound, and what happened down to the baseline? Foul called against Jackson Center Tigers, or was it a Tiger player on the line? I thought somebody was whistled for a personal. Nonetheless, yeah. Rushi possession.
Yeah, they didn't come over and give any sign, so it's just out of bounds.
8-6, Jackson Center, but 2 minutes to go, opening period. Grosjean to midcourt for the Raiders. Near side pass to York. Fakes left, goes right. They clear the court for him. He wheels and deals and banks it in. And a foul. Benjamin York, instant offense.
Yeah, he was going against the sophomore, Kloffenstein, and he did a great job. He just muscled him down and laid it in.
Tied up at 8 on the goal by York. 1:55 to go first quarter. Free throw by Benjamin, flexes the knees, and he connects, and Rushi's up 1. 9-8 Raiders. Tigers in backcourt with the ball. 1:48 to go first period. Cooper Hartle dribbling against Monin. Throws in the left corner. Rushi got a hand on it. Jackson Center got it back. Scattered floor momentarily. Dribble drive, foul line. Cooper Hartle doesn't shoot. On a weave to Blackfoot. He muscles some more. Leaner over Cordonier. No good. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders. Deep left corner, York for a triple try. Overshot it. Oh, great rebound, Jackson Grosjean! Wow, the little man. The small guy. 5'9", Jackson Grosjean. Offensive step back. 11-8, Rushi. Timeout, Tigers. Late in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hey, Chuck, this start for Rushi symbolizes the depth of this club. 11 points and only 4 by a starter, Cordonier. 7 by York and Grosjean.
Yeah, well, that just tells you, and what I was saying there at the timeout, they just recovered defensively so well.
Oh, look at that fadeaway shot in the right baseline. Yes.
Lucas Hartle.
Woo! It was nice by Cooper.
Lucas.
He made a dash. Was it Lucas Hartle?
Yep.
He made a dash from the top of the circle, baseline right. Hoisted up a shot from 16 and nailed it. Oh, look at the little man go to work again for Rushi. Sliding down the right side of the lane, Jackson Grosjean, little hesitation, backed under a defender from the Tigers and banked it in from 8 feet away.
Well, he was a really good scorer as a freshman and a sophomore, and now he's a junior and they need him.
13-10, Rushi leads. Jackson Center misfires. A long three, no good. Rebound volleyballed around, and the Raiders come up with it with 17 seconds left to go in the first. Quinter hangs on to the leather at midcourt. Rushi will play for 1, up 3, clock winding down, 9-8-7. Quinter starts the attack. There he goes down the right side of the lane. Ball was stripped. Bodies fly. Buzzer's going to sound. That's it. Rushi didn't get a shot. First quarter closes. Rushi 13, Jackson Center 10. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
So here we go, starting quarter number two. Jackson Center trails Rushi 13-10. Tigers have had a couple two-point leads in this game so far. Rushi's gotten good bench support during the initial 8 minutes of this contest. Here's Reed Platfoot, top of the circle for Jackson Center. And he goes sliding down the lane. A little bunny out to the left, juke to the right. Shot it, missed it, rebound Rushi. As Platfoot was challenged once he got near the rim, couldn't get the shot to fall. Raiders snatched the rebound. Quinter outside the arc on the right. Between the rings to Monin. Into the post to York. The ball flies out of York's hands below the basket. Rushi had it momentarily. Jackson Center punched it away. Here come the Tigers. The trailer is Huber in the lane. Gives it up on the arc to teammate Cooper Hartle. Ball thrown deep right corner to Kloffenstein, who's in off the bench. Carter Kloffenstein for Jackson Center, 6'3 sophomore. There's a long, high-arching bomb by the Tigers. That was from distance, way downtown by Lucas Hartle. It hit the back brace and flew out to near midcourt. Preston Sir in off the bench. He garnered the rebound. He shot a three and missed it. And look at Rushi, 160-foot pass to Quinter. And it's a fast break that cut the defense to ribbons right there.
Well, that's one of the nice things about having such length. You don't need everybody to rebound. You can release somebody, and that's what they did.
Oh, here's that pressing defense at midcourt by Rushi, giving Jackson Center trouble. Out of control. Jackson Center not in sync. Here's Blackfoot missing a drive. Rushi on a run out. Fast break. Long pass. Layup good by Monin. Raiders on a 4-0 spurt to start the second, leading 17-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and effective. Affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
So many thanks to Francis Manufacturing and Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It's priceless. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. The workforce averages over 15 years of experience per employee. Francis Manufacturing and Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. After the timeout by Jackson Center, a couple of quick turnovers by each club. Jackson Center with possession now. Lucas Heitkamp, top of the key. Down inside to Blackfoot. Boy, he attracts two players.
And then he dishes on the play to a cutter, Xavier Lowe. He goes up in the lane area and draws a two-shot foul.
Good job by Lowe that time, moving to the basket because Flatfoot was in trouble.
17-10, Rushi. 5:41 left, opening quarter. Free throw by Lowe, spot on. 17-11. Rushi with six. Second foul shot, Xavier Lowe upcoming. He fires it in there, and it's 17-12, Rushi. Raiders in backcourt, it's Borchers. Borchers up over the timeline. Jackson Center, a man-to-man defense. Deep right corner, Monin. Looks for Cardonier, high right. Right back to Monin in the corner. Low post right to Quinter. Quinter, little eight-footer. It's rimming out, no good. Oh, strong rebound on the inside by the Rushi Raiders. Well done on the interior. Good board work by Rushi. That's Felix Francis. Long arms, offensive rebound, sticks it in. 19-12, seven-point lead again for Rushi. Dribble drive down the lane, cutting toward the rim, all the way to the basket. Lucas Heitkamp blocked by two players from Rushi from behind. And Rushi a bit out of control, zips a pass down the floor, baseline right. Jackson Center stabs it out of bounds. 4:54 to go, second quarter, 19-12 in favor of the Raiders. Critical stretch here for Jackson Center, Chuck. Last 4 minutes plus, second quarter. Tigers have got to continue to stay in touch.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a pretty good job offensively, but they're just running into all that length. Yep. And then defensively, they're not doing a bad job. But again, they got so many scorers.
Quinter lobbed in, baseline right to Monin in the paint. Monin caught it, went up strong, lost the ball. Jackson Center reached in, either tagged the wrist or the ball. Well, foul called. Two free throws, Rushi.
Well, he is the homecoming king. They had to make that call.
Free throw short by Braden Monin. If he was the king here at homecoming tonight, Braden Monin at Rushi. Sage Hoing, queen. Second free throw, Monin, as he fires it up there a bit too heavy. It hit the flange and kicked out to Huber for Jackson Center. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Rushi in the lead by seven. Here's a wild shot from the elbow on the right by Lucas Hartle. Airballed it. Two-on-one Raiders. Oh, look at him go. Blitzing down the floor all the way to the rim. Felix Francis. Man, he goes the length of the court in a heartbeat. Rushi so fast. Long strides. All of them like gazelles. They sprint from baseline to baseline immediately. Jackson Center in the half court having trouble, and the Tigers lose possession. Rushi quickly up ahead. In the lane, it's Monin. Monin goes to Francis, baseline right. 21-12 Raiders. 4 minutes left, first half. Rogine resets between the rings. Monin left flank into Quinter, body but two players. Goes up to shoot. Ball soars in the air, foul on the Tigers. Couple of free throws for Quinter. If there is an area, Chuck, where Rushi needs to show some improvement, it is at the free throw line.
Yeah, they've not had much in the way of close games, but it could come down to that in going further in the season, that's for sure.
Free throw by Quinter, yes. 22-12. Raiders but 10. Lowe and Huber set for the Jackson Center Tigers. Klopfenstein is back out there, as is Sir. Second shot by Quinter, dead center. 23-12 in favor of Rushi over Jackson Center. A
delay a game.
Warning to the Raiders, who deflected the basketball after it went through the net. Here is Jackson Center up the court, blazing a trail down the right side. Lucas Hartle quickly inside to Flatfoot. Great pass in and out. Oh, he had a cripple. A baby three-footer by Flatfoot. It rattled around and spun away. Tough break. Here's Quinter off balance in the lane. Tries to attract a two-shot foul, and he doesn't bait the referee well enough, and Jackson Center gets the loose ball.
If you turn your back to the basket and try to throw one up, they're not going to give you that call.
Yeah, good point.
Tigers down 11, 23-12. Straight away, Lucas Heitkamp against York. Now a flat foot. Cordonier on him, 25 feet away. Deep right corner, Kloffenstein. Now Lucas Heitkamp on the bounce, spinning into the lane. Good defense at the last second by Arushi's Monin. No shot available. Now Kloffenstein, under three to go, second quarter. Jackson Center with 12 points. Outside the arc on the left. Oh, here's a drive. Whistling through the lane. Lucas Hartle hooked it up on the giddy-up. No good, but a foul on Rushi.
Yeah, they've got two free throws here in the second quarter. That's all they scored.
2:52 to go till halftime. 23-12 Raiders. Jackson Center, not a field goal in the quarter, as Chuck noted. Foul shot, curls out, no good. Jackson Center stuck at 12, 23-12 Raiders. Important stretch. Jackson Center would prefer to keep it at no more than 9 or 10 going into the break. Rushi has shown flashes, Chuck, of its high-octane fast break here in this period.
They're hard to slow down, that's for sure.
Second free throw by Hartle is good. 23-13. Rushi attacks up 10. Porchers, York, down low on the left. Cordonier, fadeaway over Blackfoot. Short, no good. Rebound poked up in the air by Rushi. Good hustle by Francis. Throws to Cordonier, near midcourt to York. Possession salvage. Cordonier open, scattered floor. Three-pointer, strong. Hit the back frame. Rebound down to Lucas Heitkamp, to Blackfoot. Into the lane, he walked. Good call by the referee. No foul against Rushi.
Oh.
2 minutes, 18 seconds left to go here in the first half. Rushi 23, Jackson Center 13. Baseline right of the rim. Tiger Xavier Lowe will inbound into Blackfoot. He is checked on the play by York and Cordonier. Here's Blackfoot backing down. Throws to Lowe at the foul line. Lucas Heitkamp left corner. Reverse layup. Excellent job. What a play. Lucas Heitkamp for two.
That was nice.
23-15 Rushi. A minute 58 to go, second quarter. On the arc, Cordonier. Now York on a weave. Cordonier has it. Gives it right back to Francis, deep right corner. Into the post area, it's fed. And trying to muscle up a seven-footer is Francis. He was pinched by two defenders, and he's at the stripe, rewarded with two free throws. But when you get it to Felix down that low, almost have to foul to prevent the goal.
That's your only choice. If you let him receive it there, you're in trouble.
Francis flexes the knees, swishes the foul shot. 24-15 Raiders, a minute 44 to go in the second quarter. Aaron Kloffenstein, head coach of the Tigers, trying to keep his troops as fresh as possible. A couple more substitutions for Jackson Center. Rushi will throw a wave of white shirts at Jeff. Foul shot by Francis. He's got it. A pair from him. 25-15. Rushi up 10. It's been as much as 11. 23-12. Midcourt, Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center. Throws the Blackfoot in the post. Takes an angle to the basket around Francis. And Francis deflects the shot. Wow. Felix Francis. Great defense on Blackfoot. That trip down for the Tigers. Got it to Blackfoot in close. And it was altered.
Wow.
Oh, good passing. Ball shared beautifully by the Raiders, who wind up getting it in the hands of Benjamin York. Low on the right. And he sticks it in from very short range. 27-15. Rushi off balance shot. Flipped up on the run by Lucas Hartle. It dances off the rim. No good. Here comes Borchardt for Rushi. Hits the trailer. Driving. Scoring. Francis again. Woo. Yeah. 29-15 Rushi. Boy, the Raiders look really sharp running the floor.
Yeah, that was pretty.
30 seconds to go, first half. Jackson Center ahead of the key. Lucas Heitkamp out of Blackfoot. Boy, the Raiders have defended Blackfoot extremely well down below the foul line.
Blackfoot comes out to catch. 22 ticks on the clock. Here's Lucas Heitkamp. Now Lucas Hurdle. Hurdle hangs on. Blackfoot pops out to get it with 10 to play in the first half. And Rushi up by 14, 29-15. Not a field goal in the second quarter for the Tigers. Here's Heitkamp with 3 to go. Enters the lane area and lost the ball. Rushi's got it as the half ends. All for naught there on that last possession for the Tigers, who did not get a field goal in the second quarter. Yeah, they did. One. Yeah,
Lucas Heitkamp had the one that reverse layup.
Yep, he did. That was a terrific reverse shot by him. Only bucket of the second period by the Tigers, whose offense was thwarted by Rushi. Raiders up 14, 29-15 here at halftime. Homecoming at Rushi. Braden Monin, King, Sage, Hoyne, Queen. 14-point lead for the Rushi Raiders here at the break. And boy, what a first half for Felix Francis of Rushi, Chuck. How many points?
Felix had 8 all in the second quarter.
Wow, dynamite second quarter for Felix Francis of Rushi. He made one play after another, one Wisebridge play after another. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth estate and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
It is halftime at Rushi, 29-15 Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The combination of superb offense and defense has lifted Rushi to a 14-point lead, 29-15 at the break. As Chuck noted during that last commercial, Reed Blackfoot for Jackson Center simply cannot get anything clean on the inside. Our halftime report brought to you by J&J Brottingham in Sydney, your preferred underground plumbing specialist, and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry. Chuck?
Well, Rushi has a 19-9 rebounding advantage and 5-4 on the offensive boards. The Tigers only turned it 5 times. That's not bad against that pressure. Rushi turned it 4 times. The Raiders were 5-7 from the free throw line. Jackson Center 3-5. Individual scoring for the Tigers. They had 3 young men with 4. Lucas Heitkamp, Xavier Lowe, Reed Flatfoot. He had two baskets in the first quarter. Hadn't scored since. And then Lucas Hartle has 3. They scored 10 and 5, 15 for the half. On the other side, they're led by
Felix Francis with 8. Benjamin York off the bench with 7. They got 4 each from Grojean off the bench, Hayden Quinter, and Braylon Cordonier. And then they got 2 from Braden Monin. They scored 13 and 16, lead at 29-15 at the half.
14-point lead, Rushi Raiders. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
A 14-point lead for Rushi. We are about set to start the third quarter here at the Raiders gym. 29-15, Rushi on top. Chuck, this is an 84-foot floor. come tournament time, games are set for the 94-foot floors in the area, such as Piqua, for example.
Troy.
Fort Loramie court is 94 feet. Hey, the one over at Coldwater is also 94.
Right.
But this 84-foot floor in this tidy Ferrucci gym doesn't look more than 20 or 30 feet long when the Raiders run the court.
Well, I think that this small court inhibits them a little bit. I think as scary as it is, when they get on a 94-foot court, they're going to just be better.
And I tell you what, here tonight, they have gone from inline to inline so fast after garnering four or five Jackson Center rebounds, a couple of quick dribbles, and then a bullet 60 feet down the floor, and Ruscha gets a layup at the other end. 29-15, Jackson Center down 14. Ruscha possession. We start quarter number three. Borchers at midcourt. High right to Francis. Straight away Cordonier. Into the post to Quinter. Ball rolls down his arm. It's on the deck. Tigers have got it. Lucas Heitkamp to the center line. Gives it up right wing to Xavier Lowe. Back to Heitkamp straight away. Low, right flank. They want to go to Platfoot in the middle. Can't get it to him. Heitkamp tries to squeeze into the paint. Goes to Huber. Out high, Platfoot against Cordonier. Huber on the bounce. Left corner, Lucas Hartle. Ruscha's defense has got the Tigers stymied. Somebody lost a shoe in the far corner of the floor. Hayden Quinter went shoeless there for about the last two or three passes of that possession.
I think he might have Skechers because he just slipped it on.
Dribble drive by Huber, forecourt left for Jackson Center. Hand off to Heitkamp, foul line, back to the rim, doesn't shoot, nearly throws it away. This Ruscha defense is suffocating, harassing Jackson Center on every pass. There's a deflection, out of play, into the stands, far side of the court. Last touch, Ruscha. Tigers inbounding, 29-15, Raiders lead. Jackson Center working on a 45 to 50 second possession. Finally a shot, Blackfoot gets it, a drive, stutter step in the lane, and lays it up and in over the front of the ring.
Nice drive.
12 point game, 29-17. At the elbow on the right, it's Monin. Weaves down the lane to Borchers. Oh, he ducks under and scores! Vince Borchers, heck of a move. Borchers dazzling on that play for Ruscha.
Great job of keeping that pivot foot down to get the shot off.
Yep. Fine balance by Borchers. 31-17. Ruscha leads. 6:20 left, third quarter. Top of the circle, Platfoot. Hands off to Lucas Heitkamp. Platfoot wanted it, couldn't get it to him. Huber, deep right corner, three. Swish! Trevor Huber bombs away.
They needed that. That's the first three of the game.
31-20, Jackson Center down 11. We thought before the game, Tigers might have to make five or six threes to hang around. That's the first one by either club. Straight away, Quinter. Left side of the head of the key. It goes on the play to Borchers. Oh, a great wraparound pass to Francis. Layup, Felix. And he's going to take Borchers out to dinner.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that was a beautiful pass. Good wraparound.
Terrific assist by Ruscha. 33-20 Raiders. 5:35 to go, third quarter. Midcourt dribbling. Lucas Hartle. Lucas Heitkamp. Deep right corner, Ruscha possessing it, or I should say Jackson Center possessing it. Dribble drive in the lane, Blackfoot, twisting, turning, he hooks it in. Good driving layup of Blackfoot. Boy, I tell you, 6'6", big man, rarely can dribble and possess the ball like Blackfoot of Jackson Center. He's a dynamite ball handler.
He has just improved and improved since last year.
Here is Borchers trying to do what Blackfoot did seconds ago, and he makes a nifty cut to the rim with the basketball and attracts a two-shot foul held on the arm. 33-22, Ruscha, 4:59 to go in the third quarter.
We've done a few Ruscha games. We have not seen Hayden Quinter have a big offensive game in games we've been at.
And he had two games back-to-back last year around the turn of the calendar.
that I think might have been 27-27.
Yeah, he did.
First free throw by Borchers is perfect. Second shot, front rim, backboard, it nestles down through the twine. Got them both. 35-22, Rushi. 4:54 to go, third quarter. Midcourt, Lucas Heitkamp on the bounce for Jackson Center. Gets a high screen. Gives it up straight away to Lucas Hurdle. Throws to Blackfoot down the left side of the lane. Double teamed and squeezes off an 8-footer and banks it in. Rushi's head coach Spencer Verdonier wants to talk about it. 11-point game, Rushi 35-24. 4:38 to go in the third on scorersbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Reed Blackfoot starting to go to work for the Jackson Center Tigers, getting some daylight in the lane at the offensive end. That last hoop by him was the Wisebridge play of the third quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Rushi owns the ball, inbounded to the right of the rim, but Monon on the arc to Verdonier, picked up by Blackfoot, 25 feet away. We close in on the four-minute mark, third quarter. Rushi ahead by 11. The weave is on. Here is Benjamin York turning the corner, gliding down the right side of the lane. Jackson Center strips it, and it goes out of bounds.
There's a little contact there, but they haven't called it, so I think it's a well-called game.
I tell you what, the officials are unnoticed tonight.
Absolutely.
They
perfect.
Have done a splendid job. Deep right corner, York for Rushi. Out between the rings. It goes on the play to Felix Francis, right back to York. York picked up a Lucas Heitkamp. Here's Jackson Grosjean on the floor. Right side of the floor, Monon, fadeaway three. He's got it. First three of the night for the Rushi Raiders. Did Grosjean make one earlier, Chuck?
No, he made. He had twos.
A couple of twos.
Yeah, he's got two twos.
38-24 on the triple by Monon for the Raiders. It is a 14-point cushion, biggest of the night. 3:37 to go in the third. Heitkamp is trapped down low on the right for Jackson Center. Feeds into the lane to Lowe. Back to Heitkamp. Now to Reed Blackfoot. Blackfoot puts his head down, starts a drive. Body foul committed by Rushi. Raiders wanted a charge, but it was clearly a block.
I think there might have been three fouls before that block, so I think they deserve the call.
And the last foul that was called was clearly the most physical of the series of the contact plays. Here is Jackson Center inbounding below the rim to Blackfoot. Blackfoot had it blocked from the backside, and it's ruled a jump. And we'll look at the arrow. Tigers will retain it.
That was Benjamin York. Boy, he came over and helped on Blackfoot. Great job.
That was a double down supreme by the Rushi Raiders with all that length. Blackfoot with a little spurt here in the last couple of minutes, but he's found the going rough on the inside. Tigers ball down 14. Baseline left, Lucas Heitkamp. Ball thrown outside the arc to Lowe. Now to Blackfoot, back to the basket, foul strike. Gives it up to Heitkamp. Ball thrown on the play to Hartle. Lucas Hartle goes dancing through the lane area. Rushi gets a mitt on it, and it is rolling out of bounds to Jackson Center, baseline right.
They do such a great job of closing out on shooters. Jackson can't get a look from behind the arc.
Nope, not a peek. 25 feet away on the left, it's Cooper Hartle. Left corner, Huber coming off a made three. Here's a long two by Huber. Strong, weak side rebound. Is lost out of bounds, but Jackson Center, Rushi's got it. Up 14, 2:55 to go, third quarter.
And as well as the Jacksons played in this quarter, the score is 14 like it was at the half.
Yeah, Tigers have had a number of long possessions in this game without points. Fadeaway shot at the elbow by York, hits the flange, goes way up in the air, comes down into the hands of Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center. Tigers in possession to our left. Into the post to Blackfoot. He's spotted, nearly fouled. No travel, no foul. Couple of good no calls by the referees. Shot fake by Blackfoot on the arc. Dribble drive into the paint. Four white shirts waiting on him. And one hooks him. Contact made, foul out of bounds to the Tigers. Baseline right of the rim. 38-24 Rushi. 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. 24 points for the Tigers. Jackson Center baskets coming at a premium. Rushi's defense, fantastic. Jackson Center's D, pretty good in its own right. Here is Lucas Heitkamp on a weave. Back to the basket. Kloffenstein hangs on. Now Lucas Heitkamp down the right side of the lane. Gets a screen from Hartle. Doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Kloffenstein. Ball thrown right back into the corner. Into the mid-post it goes to Kloffenstein. Ripped away. Stolen by Rushi. Quinter 2-on-1. Down to Borchers. Borchers blazes a trail to the rim.
It looked like a track meet right there.
40-24. Raiders' biggest cushion of the night. 16. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball thrown to Blackman in the post. Threw it left corner to Kloffenstein, who missed the triple try. Rebound Raiders, here they come. Borchers on the giddy-up, motoring to the rim. He wasn't stopped. Borchers took it to the rack.
And he's 42. Eight-point quarter going.
10-second call. No, timeout. Timeout. Full timeout, Tigers, who are down 18. It's the Raiders' romp here in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, one dazzling play after another by the Raiders. They're all like antelopes. They're running the floor beautifully. It's majestic, it's fast, fun to watch. Jackson Center now down 18. That last break was led by Borchers. He took it all the way the last 60 feet. That was the Wise Bridge play late here in the third period. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play, call to Wise Bridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Yep, Jackson Center. After the timeout, hampered deep in the right corner, Rushi's defense closes in on Preston Sir, and he shuffled his feet.
Now they're doubling everything. When you go to the corner, you're going to get double-teamed, and you better be prepared for it.
Under a minute to go in the fourth. Rushi up 18, 42-24. Benjamin York high left. Deep left corner, Francis straight away between the rings, Monin. Outside the arc and the right to Quinter. Clock winding down, 40 seconds to go here in the third. And the Raiders are going to hang on to the ball. waiting for Jackson Center to come out and guard. Now Quinter starts to press the action. Gives it up to Borchers at the Raiders logo. 23 seconds to go, third period. 42-24, Rushi. Now Benjamin York picked up by Blackfoot. 16-15. Clock winding down, late third quarter. Borchers at 11. 10. Hand off to Quinter, midcourt. 8 ticks on the clock. Quinter starts a drive, flips it back to Monin. Monin cuts down the lane on the bounce, laid it up short, no good. Rebound Jackson Center, 60-footer by Heitkamp, wide left. Third quarter closes, Raiders 42, Tigers 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie. The home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
I'd like to remind you about the Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, where we have been creating beautiful hair with beautiful care for 40 years. We'll style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Other stylists, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 year styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's the family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. The Family Styling Salon, Cutaway, in Fort Loramie. Jackson Grojean with a crafty drive from the left side of the floor. Goes baseline, loops it up and in. He starts the fourth quarter scoring for Rushi, which leads by 20, 44-24. Dribble drive down the lane. Left-handed shot flipped up by Lucas Hartle, and it's swatted by Rushi.
That was Felix Francis on the help side back. He knocked it six rows up.
Here is a lob baseline left to Blackfoot, who's immediately doubled. Gives it up on the arc to a teammate, Cooper Hartle, who overthrows a man out of bounds. 20-point lead, Rushi. Nearly a minute gone here in the fourth. Don't forget, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style. We'll help you create it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Turnover, Rushi. Jackson Center with possession. Ball left in the right corner to Xavier Lowe. On top to Huber. Left side of the floor for Heitkamp. And he buries a triple. Lucas Heitkamp, the 6'1 junior. Here's Rushi, long heave below the rim. Player caught it for the Raiders. It was Francis, and he was forced out of bounds and fouled.
I think that's a correct call. Grojean, known as a three-point shooter and a terrific one. He's got three deuces tonight, one on an offensive putback. The kid's been out there playing really well.
Here is the ball inbounded in the lane to Monin. He reached up, speared it, took the pass from Quinter, and laid it in right down the hole. 46-27. Raiders make it look so easy so much of the time. And this is a pretty good Jackson Center defense that at the moment is having a difficult time slowing down Rushi. Blackfoot dribbles, baseline left. Ball poked away, stolen by Rushi. Raiders on a drive into the lane. Oh, one, two, three passes. Quinter scores. Quinter scores. Could wipe it off the board. Offensive charge. 6:20 left here in the fourth. Rushi up 46-27. Biggest lead came about a minute ago at 44-24. Hey, Barker Insurance has served the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker's earned a great reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area, customizing and tailoring a plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or make a phone call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Jackson Center with the ball to our left, down by 19. 6:11 to go here in the fourth. Tigers throw top of the circle to Blackfoot. At the elbow on the left, fades, and swishes a 16-footer. Good-looking shot to Blackfoot. He can go in and out. He can handle it, take it to the rim. And he's got a nice jump shot from distance. Timeout, Tigers down 17 to Rushi. 3 minutes gone here in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
At Jackson Center scored 5 of the last 7 points, Chuck. That's about as big a dent as someone can put against the Rushi defense, which has tormented Jackson Center all night.
Yeah, I mean, they're up 5-4 here in the fourth quarter, but Rushi just plays every phase of the game so well.
Rushi possession, Jackson Grojean, 5'9 junior guard up the floor to Benjamin York, 6'4 junior. They play pitch and catch. Ball thrown to Quinter, right wing. Oh, he's got an alley. Goes to the rim. Flatfoot swats it out of bounds. 5:48 to go in the fourth. Quinter will inbound. Borchers is back on the floor for the Raiders in place of Grojean. Ball lobbed into Cordonier, foul line to York. Oh, what a pass. Into Borchers, who scores with the left hand.
My goodness, great pass, and what a tough shot. Borchers having a game.
Yeah, York with a great delivery. About 16 feet away. Foul line extended left. And he threw a bullet right on the button to the chest of Borchers, who caught it. Wasn't an easy play.
No.
He was coming from the other side of the rim. He was fouled in the act of scoring. His free throw is short. Rebound Tigers. 19-point game. 5:38 to go in the fourth. Baseline right, Huber for Jackson Center. Weaves it below the rim to Blackfoot, left corner. Blackfoot deals on the arc to Lucas Hartle. Hartle takes the three. Buries it. Lucas Hartle, long ranger. That was a skyscraper. 48-32. Rushi with 16. Here's Cordonier. Takes the ball top of the circle. Dribble drives down the lane. Fakes the dish off and lays it through with the left.
That was terrific.
50-32 Raiders. Huber, deep corner for Jackson Center. Now to Lucas Eichkamp. Darts to the rim. Late feed to the charging Huber coming in from the right wing. Rushi blocks the shot and steals. Cordonier. Left corner, Monin, baseline drive, deflected, gotten back on the play by Borchers, missed it from 7, foul over the back on the Raiders. 4:43 left in the game, 50-32, Rushi in the lead. Rushi's free throw shooting a little better than it has been. Raiders have passed up a few three-point chances. Why take a shot from 23 feet, Chuck, when you can make a pass or two and score from 3 feet.
Yeah, they're 7 of 10 from the free throw line. You're right. They just share the ball. We talked about it before the game.
Here is Huber down the lane, all the way to the rim for Jackson Center. Fought off a defender. Yeah, the ball is on the rim, and it came off. No good. Rebound Raiders, forecourt right. Long one by Grojean. There's a three-pointer. There's a triple. Grojean, a trifecta. 53-32, Rushi.
That's what they need is another offensive weapon.
Yeah. Need a serious three-point threat. Here's a deflection in the forecourt. Rushi scrambles. Jackson Center gets it back. Scattered floor. 3-on-2. Ball thrown to Kloffenstein on the arc to Heitkamp. Right back into Kloffenstein against Quinter. Ball dealt on the play to Lucas Hartle. Fades from three-point land. No good. Huber can't save. Out of bounds to Rushi. 3:45 to go in the fourth. 53-32 in favor of Rushi, which gets a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Yeah, Rushi had led by 20 with 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 44-24. Now it's 53-32, biggest lead of the game, 21, 3:35 left. Jackson Grojean between the circles, guns a 30-footer, got it! Jackson Grojean, 2 in a row! Woo! Oh, the Raiders fans love it. Jackson Grojean lighting it up. I talked about the threat he could be behind the arc. He's displayed that. Steal by Quinter to York. Layup no good, but he's fouled.
I watched the timeout, and Coach Cordonnier looked right at Grojean and said, "Don't make me tell you to shoot the basketball." And, boy, he buried that, and the smiles of the coaching staff was amazing.
And Spencer still has that smile going on. And after the last missed shot by Jackson Center, Rushi ran the floor right now, blazing a trail down the court. Benjamin York at the rim, missed it. He was hacked on the arm. Free throw no good. 56-32 in favor of Rushi. Kloffenstein out. Heitkamp out for Jackson Center. Jackson Grojean still on the floor for the Raiders. Second free throw by Benjamin York. Dips the knees on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound yanked off the glass by the Jackson Center Tigers. Loss and snap. Good looking sophomore up from the JVs. 6'5 soft. He snared the rebound, did snap. Gave it up to Preston Sir in the forecourt. Deals 20 feet away to Huber. Here's a fadeaway three-point shot from the right flank. It is taken by Xavier Lowe. Circled the rim twice, came out. Bodies fly, players on the deck. Let's see what's been called.
Held ball.
Arrow favors Jackson Center. 56-32. Raiders in the lead. Ball thrown into snap in the right corner. Thought about shooting. DeSur on the arc. Right back to snap. Shot fake. Doubled up. Goes to Huber. Right back into snap again. Works on Cordonnier, who flopped, and it's ruled a defensive foul.
Well, it was either a flop or a block.
2:38 to go, fourth quarter, 56-32. Rushi, 3 team fouls each way here in the fourth. Monin out, York out for Ruchik. Ball inbounded into the paint area. Little turnaround, left-handed half hook with snap. Got it. Sophomore looking good on that delivery.
I like him. I watch him in the JV games. He's going to be a ball player.
Who knows? He may see a lot more time over the rest of January and February for Jackson Center. Ruchik in the half court. Foul called. 2:19 left here in the game. 56-34 in favor of Ruchik. Of course, you're permitted, what, six quarters?
Six quarters a night, yep.
Action in six periods, spanning JV and varsity. That's up, what, one from recent years?
Yeah, it used to be five. At one point, you had four quarters a night.
Right.
But then they moved it to five, and now I think they did the right thing. These kids can play six quarters.
Sure. And we no doubt will see more minutes from snap on the floor for Jackson Center. Broad-shouldered, good jumper. Stan, 6'5", just a 10th grader. Here's a leaner in the lane by Ruchik. It is rolling around, coming out. Zeb Schulze couldn't get it to go. Jackson Center snared the board. Minute 52 to go. Long three by Sir. Off to the left. Rebound tipped. Raiders have it. Up to 22 is Ruchik. 56-34. Outside the arc on the left, Ruchik handles it, and the Raiders make a dribble drive toward the rim and cough it up.
Yeah, we got a couple of JV players I don't know the names of.
Jackson Center possession, a minute 39 left. Ruchi's combo of offense and defense tonight has been stellar.
Oh, boy, they've been outstanding. It's the best game we've seen them play.
25 feet away with the ball, Jackson Center. It is Sir out on top to Kloffenstein. He's got an avenue down the left side of the lane. Doesn't shoot. Goes to Xavier Lowe to Sir in the corner. Right back into snap. He's doubled. Spin move. And he is fouled on the play from the backside. 14 foul on Ruchik. Jackson Center's got four. Minute 14 to go here in the fourth quarter. 56-34 in favor of Ruchik. Ruchik will go to 12-0, unbeaten, of course, in the SCAL atop the standings. Inbounded by the Tigers is Snap. Snap in the lane, half hook, five-footer, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Snap got it back, overshot it. Rebound down to Ruchik. A minute to go in the game. Raiders up and over the timeline. Zeb Schulze, 6'2 junior forward. Hands it off on the arc. Ruchik running clock at the moment, down to 48 ticks to go. Pass, far side of the floor, punched out by the Tigers. JV game tonight went to Jackson Center, upset 35-32.
Yeah, they came from 12 down and late in the third quarter to win it.
Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 11:20 a.m. from Berlin, and the classic in the country, it's Fort Loramie against Sheridan here on scoresbroadcast.com. Airtime about 11:20 or so. Tip off around noon. That's according to the scheduled slate. However, there are a couple of games ahead of that Fort Loramie game. Zeb Schulze on a drive to the rim, fouled on the play. He's at the free throw line for Ruchik, and he sinks the first charity throw to make it 57-34. Ruchik's biggest spread of the night, 23. Second shot by Schulze is on the money. 58-34 Raiders. Sir to midcourt for Jackson Center down the right side. There's a long three by the Tigers. It is in the air by Gavin McClintock, a 5'9 senior. He missed it off the flange, no good. Rebound tracked down by Ruchik, and Ruchik will run out the clock. Raiders are in the half court. The home team and the visiting team tap hands. Ruchik will hang on to the ball. Final 11 seconds, and that's going to do it. 58-34, Ruchik commanding win over Jackson Center. Final margin is Ruchik's biggest of the night, 24 points. We'll return to close it out in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Ferrucci Raiders win by 24 over Jackson Center. A couple of big fourth quarter threes, but Jackson Grosjean of Ferrucci, they were our Wisebridge plays of the fourth period. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Welcome back here to the Ferrucci Gym. Jack Kramer with Chuck McPhee. Raiders at homecoming night with Monin and Hoing. Braden Monin, Sage Hoing, being crowned king and queen. Win over Jackson Center. Final tally, 58-34. Ferrucci was a well-oiled machine for the last three quarters of this game here tonight for sure, Chuck.
Well, I was wondering and hoping that they weren't going to be looking at Antwerp and kind of letting this slide, but I think they know Jackson Center is a team that is dangerous, and boy, Ferrucci just played extremely well on both ends of the floor. Nine kids scored. They had 22, three in double figures. They were just a machine tonight, like you said, a well-oiled machine.
Oh, they cover this 84-foot floor so fast. One dribble, one bullet down the court, one dart of a throw, and they get a layup in the other end just a second or two after the previous rebound.
Well, and when you get the ball inside and you turn the corner and you think you got a shot, and all of a sudden you're looking at 6'5", and then you try to pass out, and they're double-teaming you. They just play defense so well, and their length, they use it great.
Rushi Raiders with the win advance to a mark overall of 12-0 by way of a record for Rushi on the year, 7-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Next game is Sunday for Rushi, MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Scheduled tip on paper is at 4:30, could be later than that. The foe unbeaten Antwerp. And then after that, Rushi plays at Fairlawn and at Miami East next weekend, January 19th and 20th. Jackson Center Tigers fall to 6-6 on the year, 4-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Jackson Center away from home tomorrow night against New Knoxville before hosting Anna and Wapakoneta next Friday and Saturday. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring, or should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break and come back, and then we'll do Clancy's. How's that sound?
24-point win, Raiders over the Tigers on Scores, broadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
This is our Clancy Star of the Game segment, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Chuck, who do you highlight tonight?
Well, I'm looking at the scoring. Reed Platfoot had 12. He had 4 in the first quarter, 6 in the third quarter, and then a deuce in the fourth. Didn't get much help. Nobody else. 7 points for Heitkamp. That was second leading scorer. 34 for the game. And so Reed Platfoot going to be my player of the game for the Tigers. On the other side, they got 12 points from Jackson Grogin off the bench, 10 points from Borchers, 10 points from Felix Francis, and I'm going to go with Jackson Grogin and Vince Borchers are my players of the game for Rushi, and I probably could have picked the whole team.
It's a team effort every time Rushi plays. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce mega stores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Rushi Raiders pulled away to defeat Jackson Center tonight, 58-34 final spread, biggest margin of the evening. Again, repeating, tomorrow morning on the air about 11:20, Fort Loramie girls against Sheridan, a D2 program, a club that was a state runner-up 2 years ago in girls Division II. Fort Loramie ties into Sheridan, the Generals, tomorrow. A tip-off around noon. We're on the air about 35, 40 minutes before from Berlin. And then don't forget, on Sunday, airtime 11:20, Sycamore Mohawk against Fort Loramie in the first game of the MLK Classic. And then contests at 4 or thereabouts for airtime, Rushi Antwerp, and then at 7 or so airtime for Anna and Arlington. Three SCAL schools in action in the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie on Sunday.
That'll be fun.
Rushi was pretty slick tonight. Tell you what, reminded me of a high school football team after the previous tackle snapping the ball on the next possession in about 2 or 3 seconds.
Well, yep, you're right. Yeah, I mean, you get the ball. If you're defensive, you better be getting back, because they are releasing. And like I said earlier, when you got that kind of size, you don't need five guys going to the defensive glass.
Right.
You can release somebody, and they do that with Quinter a lot, and it's very effective.
It is a lickety-split, high-octane, proficient offense run by head coach Spencer Cordonier and his staff, and the Raiders have the talented young men to get the job done.
Boy, they are good.
So many thanks to our online listeners tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. I don't know how many, but I'm sure, given the lateness of this game, because of homecoming festivities at 6 tonight, I'm sure we had many, many, many folks tuning in after earlier games finished.
Yep.
There were a couple MAC games postponed tonight to the north of us at Parkway and Fort Recovery because of ice to the north. Be careful driving tonight and tomorrow morning, and wish us luck as we make the trek to Berlin for the Fort Loramie game at noon against Sheridan tomorrow in the Classic in the country. Thanks, listeners. Thank you so much. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. We heard from Jeff Bray earlier tonight down in balmy Myrtle Beach, where he said it was 67 and raining, though.
Everything's balmy compared to what we have right now.
Right, right. For our listeners, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi. Final score again, Raiders 58, Jackson Center Tigers 34.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.